guys, welcome back to Simply You. Be here, be real, be you with Carly Basham. Thank you all so much again for tuning in. It truly means the world to have you guys here. And I hope you all have had a fantastic week so far and have had a fantastic little Sunday reset day. Before we get going, I just want to give a huge shout out to Brittany, my team, my support system, and of course you guys. I am really starting to love this process. And I'm just so excited and thankful to have you guys along here for the ride too, just so that you guys can really see it from start to finish, you know, because this is literally the beginning stages of it. So truly, like, it just means the world to have you guys here with me, because it honestly makes me feel like I'm not alone during this, and it truly means the world. So just thank you all so much for being here, and I'm so excited to get into today's topic. So without further ado, welcome back to Simply You. Be here, be real, be you with Carly Basham. I'm so excited for today's topic. This topic actually came to me during a conversation I had with one of my friends recently. She is playing college volleyball right now, and she goes, I really want to try to become a leader this year for my team. And I was like, absolutely. Like, if anyone can, it's you, you know? She's just like amazing. She's so strong. She's so resilient. She's so disciplined. But then she, you know, starts talking me through it, and she's like, I just don't really think that I can be a leader, though. And I was like, well, like, what do you mean? Because her and I used to play volleyball previously together, and she was like, well, I just want to become, like, the leader that you were. Like, you were such a good leader on and off the court, yada, yada, yada. And that's whenever she was telling me these things, and, like, I heard her. I heard her. I got her. I completely felt her, the doubt that she had, thinking that she didn't have what it took to become a leader. But that's whenever, once we kind of went through that thought process that she was going through, I was like, what makes you think that you have to lead how I did, though, you know? And she was like, And that's whenever we started talking about the different ways that you can become a leader, you know? That's honestly what I think is so cool about leadership, is that leadership is going to look different for every single person. And what's even cooler is that every single person can and is a leader themselves too, right? Honestly, I think that the hardest part about leadership is believing that you are one, right? Believing that what you say can make a difference, can impact people, that how you move can affect people, how what you do, what you say, people might, you know, take it. People might run with it. So you have to be more conscious. You have to be more self-aware. You have to, I think most importantly, you have to believe in yourself to believe what's going to come out of your mouth to lead, right? So that's just where having that conversation with her, it really just was enlightening, because it took me back to my kind of beginning stages of leadership, because it took years, y'all. And I'm still learning how to become the best leader I can, right? By no means am I there yet. I still have a lot to learn, but I am very, very lucky and thankful, because I have seen kind of both ends of leadership that has worked and that has empowered their team, that has empowered their friends and their circle and their people to do better. I've also, on the contrary, I've seen leadership completely destroy the atmosphere and the environment that they are in. So that's just where I truly believe that leadership can make or break whatever team they are in, whatever is going on, whatever project is happening. But I also believe that every single person is capable of being a great leader. It's so hard with leadership, because it truly does look so differently for every single person. And that's just where I think it's so easy to get caught up in how this person leads and then trying to, again, copy exactly what they do. Yes, it's okay to learn and kind of take either their mannerisms, their habits, their tone, their confidence, their posture, you know, like whatever it is, whatever the things that drew you in to make you believe that they were a good leader, really take that and then figure out how you can best apply that to make you feel the most comfortable and confident to be yourself, right? Because again, you cannot lead if you are doing something that is not going to be comfortable for you, right? And I'm not saying that you need to stay comfortable by all means. That is honestly the opposite of what you should be doing. You should absolutely be doing things that make you uncomfortable in ways. But you should be comfortable in the sense that you are sure with what is coming out of your mouth. You are sure with what you are doing. You are sure with the intent that you have behind what you're doing, right? Because you may not know the outcome. You may not know what's to come from it. You may not know if it's going to result in something good or bad. You may not know what's to come, basically. But what you do know is the intent that you put in behind it, right? If the intent is good, it doesn't matter what the outcome is. If the intent is good, it doesn't matter what the outcome is going to be. People are going to listen. People are going to follow eventually, right? People respond more to good intentions than better actions. I really, really believe that. You could take a person who does everything right, but their intent is selfish. Their intent is to be malicious or just very calculated. And it's not to serve, right? Because at the end of the day, leadership is to serve. That is the number one thing I think that truly makes a great leader, is how selfless they are and how much that they are willing to put themselves aside to serve the greater good, right? To serve their team, to serve whoever it is that they want to. That's honestly what's really hard, because we have to put ourselves second in that way, right? We have to learn how to become so sure within ourselves. We have to learn how to become so confident that we can put ourselves aside and still trust that what we are doing is right. By no means does that mean being a people pleaser. By no means does that mean letting people walk all over you, right? That's not by any means. You cannot become a great leader if you do not set boundaries. But if you only move in ways that are going to benefit you, I promise you, you are either not going to have a team, or the team that you have behind you is not going to be faithful. It's not going to be loyal to you, okay? Because you aren't building genuine connection. You aren't building genuine trust. You aren't building genuine reliability. What you're building and creating is envy, is greed, is jealousy, is all of those negative things that, yes, again, people will still latch onto it. That's the thing too, is people are going to latch onto whatever they see, whatever is trending, whatever is the most popular right now, right? That's just the way that society is, especially with social media. That's just where I want to just ask and kind of challenge us to really focus on the intent behind how we are leading. Focus on the intent of what we are putting out there. Focus on what we are saying, you know? Are we actually leaving people feeling better? Are we actually leaving people feeling more inspired, feeling more motivated, feeling more admirable and graceful towards themselves? You know, like whatever it is, I just think it's really easy to move in selfish ways and still to get the things that you want, yes. But if you truly want to become a leader, if you don't just want the success, but if you want true leadership, that is where your intent cannot be for anything else but to serve people, to help people, right? If you have those intentions, the outcome is going to come regardless. I promise you that, right? But that's where, let's kind of just break down, I think, the different ways that someone can even become a leader, right? I feel like I've been saying all this time, you know, leadership looks different. It sounds different. Okay, Carly, how, you know, then what does it look like? How can it look like? And that's what's so cool, is because I think, I mean, I saw different ways to lead throughout my entire athletic career, from the time I was 10 years old and starting up until I was 22, 23 years old, right? I think that people can lead by action. I think people can be vocal leaders. I think people can be more confrontational leaders. You can kind of be a mix and blend of all three. I also think that people can lead, say that you don't want confrontation, okay? Eventually, yes, there's going to be times where you're going to have to handle confrontation, but that's where the confidence is going to come into play, because you are going to build and gain that confidence and find the best way that you are going to give that confrontation, that you are going to be confrontational, because that doesn't just happen overnight, right? Like, we don't just handle confrontation by just knowing what to say, by just knowing what to do, but you can't figure that out unless you try. You can't figure it out unless you learn from people, unless you see confrontation for yourself, unless you see and listen and ask your leaders, okay, hey, if this situation comes up, how do you respond to it, right? Really observe. I'm telling you, amazing leaders are the best observers. Because again, they are learning. They are learning tendencies. They are learning habits. They are learning mannerisms, right? They are learning the tonerisms. They are learning so much that they can gain from others to, again, apply to their lives. So you have the leaders by action, right? Those are going to be the people who they may not say a lot, but their actions speak more, right? Their actions speak louder than their words. So you may not hear much from them. You may not kind of know exactly what's going on throughout the process of what they're doing, but their action, they are always going to show up. You know, they are always going to reach out. They are always going to make sure that whatever they need to handle, whatever way that they need to lead, they are going to do their job. And not only do their job, but do their job right. And that's where the people who can lead by action, they don't just do it. They don't just do it to get it done. They don't just half-ass it, right? They do it with intent. They do it to make sure that it's done with the best capabilities that they have. And again, it all just goes back to intention, guys. Same thing, you can have more of a vocal leader, right? It's not that their actions necessarily are bad, but they're more so the type of leaders who you can go for more of that either verbal reassurance or the advice, you know. They are going to be the one that handles the confrontation that, again, you can learn from. They are going to be the ones who can either rile up the teams and get them back on track or to keep the discipline or really just to call out the things that need to be said that maybe some people are afraid to say. You know, it's kind of the thing where it's like you're all thinking the same thing, but no one's saying it. That one person who just says it, that's your leader right there. Because again, we're all thinking the same thing, guys. That's the thing. And that's how we can all be leaders. It's not like one of us has some magic word or some magic thing that, you know, they can do to make them an all-powerful leader. And what's so cool about it is because you have our vocal leaders and you have our leader by action. And the beauty of that is whenever those two leaders can come together, then you have not only someone who can verbalize the intent and the power that they're trying to give off, but you can also have the act behind it, right? Because it's hard for some people, right? Leadership is also knowing your strengths, but also knowing and accepting your weaknesses, right? Some people's strengths is not to live out this most extravagant lifestyle. Some people's life is not to be like, some people's strength is not to make sure that all of the bags are already tidied up or to make sure that the office looks good before coming to office or, you know, like, doing those small little action items, one could say, that could be someone's strength, right? Like someone can live for doing that stuff. Vice versa, that could be someone's worst nightmare. That can also apply to the vocal leaders, right? We can have this vocal leader who absolutely loves to preach, who loves to share wisdom and knowledge and just to help others and make sure that they feel heard and seen and safe and confident, you know, and empowered. But then you can also have somebody who is so good at showing up and doing those small little things, you know, making sure that the space is clean or that we have all the items that we need to, but they may never get up and speak in front of the team member, or they may do it like once or twice, or they just want to do it for like a 30-second speech, you know? That's the beauty of it though, is we apply all of our strengths and our weaknesses to make the type of leadership, to make the type of leader that you are. That is how there is no right or wrong way. We all have strengths, we all have weaknesses, and they are all going to look different. That is the beauty of it though, okay? A leader is someone that does something a little bit different, whether that's speaking differently or speaking what people won't say but should say, or moving a little bit differently, right? Whether their actions are something that are just inspiring and truly embody, you know, good intent, whatever it may be. All that being said, there can definitely be positive and negative leadership though. The amount of times that I sat down with Ron and talked about just ways that I could become a better leader, he always told me that I was either going to have a negative impact or a positive impact on people, because he was like, again, people are going to follow you and they're going to listen to what you say, but you just need to make sure that what comes out of your mouth is good, right? And I'm not going to lie, I have definitely not always been the best leader. I definitely have had to learn how to handle different type of people, you know, because different people respond in different ways. And that's where I think true leadership comes down to being able to put yourself second, to allow yourself to truly understand your team. Because if you can truly understand your team and learn how they respond to things and learn what ways are going to make them work the best and just like the things that are going to make them the most comfortable to work the best, right? Because you are going to get the best work if people are the most comfortable, right? If people can be themselves. But you can't get to the point of those people being themselves if you don't allow them to be, right? So that's just where I think that we look at leadership and we look at, it's almost like a person standing over you, like pointing down at you, trying to nag and trying to like make you do all of these things. I personally, like, I just don't think that it has to be like that. I genuinely think that your leaders, that leaderships can be amongst your peers, that leaderships can be literally your friends, your best friends, your families, whoever it may be, as long as they are impacting people in a positive way, as long as they are embodying what they say, that they are living a life that is true to them and really just inspiring others and are selfless about it, that is a leader, right? It doesn't matter their caliber, it doesn't matter their status or their title or whatever it may be. And that's what I think is so cool, because it doesn't require you to have the most amount of followers or you to have the prettiest hair or the best clothes or to be on the best team or to have the best career, right? You can be a leader in any environment and any atmosphere that you can. But again, you can't get that way unless you take the next step to, again, learn the people who are around you. Leadership is about people. Leadership is about understanding your people enough to know what they need, to know where they are lacking, and to know how to help them the best. Throughout my journey of trying to become the best leader that I can, I have seen great leadership, and I've also seen not so great leadership. And the great leaders, I will say, they literally embodied everything that I just said. They were the most selfless people that you could ever imagine. They're just like the type of people who just always go the extra mile. That's exactly how I would put it. And that goes with anything. Like, that goes with if you just need like a phone call, if that goes with getting something done, like an action item. It doesn't matter what it is, they wince and they always go the extra mile. So that's something that I really admired and I tried to take with me, is just always going the extra mile in everything that you do, right? Don't just do something half-assed. If you're gonna do it, fucking do it, right? Like, if I'm gonna be spending my time doing something, I may as well be putting all I got into it, right? Because again, time is of the essence. Like, we only have so much time. So if you're going to be spending your time doing something, you may as well just do it, not even good, but do it great. Do it as best as you can. Just do it with everything that you got that day. So I think just going the extra mile, I think, is huge. And I also think being reliable is huge too. You know, being someone who just shows up, being someone who people can genuinely count on and can lean on in those good moments and those bad moments. No matter if your team member or your friend or whoever gets that small win or that big success, you should be the first person to congratulate them. You should be the first person to show up and make it the biggest deal ever, right? Make them feel it. Make them genuinely feel it. Make them feel your support. Make them feel how proud you are. Make them feel how happy you are that they are succeeding, okay? Vice versa, whenever they get into those hard times, right? Just making sure that they know that you are there for them, right? You don't have to do anything crazy. It can be as small as just reaching out to them and being like, hey, Carr, I'm using my name as an example, but hey, Carr, I've been noticing that and you've been, you know, like a little off or you've been struggling or something. I don't know what's going on, but I just want you to know that you're incredible and I believe that you're going to get through it. You can and you will, and I'm here with whatever you need, right? Just something short, sweet, to the point, but just making them know that you see that something's not easy, that you are acknowledging it, and that you're just there to help, right? I think that honestly goes a long way, and I think it's honestly overrated, truthfully. I think that whenever people think about leadership, they think about these grand, big gestures and things. But truthfully, I think that leadership really comes down to the small things that people can do to, again, go the extra mile for their people. It all goes down to the intent. How intentional can we be to be as selfless and as reliable to our people as possible, right? If we do those things, guys, I promise you, you are going to become not even a great leader, but a great person, and you are going to be so damn proud of who you are becoming, and it's going to be so awesome to see. But yeah, those are a few things I have noticed through just some amazing leaders throughout my lifetime. I've also seen not so great leaders, and I think that those people really just pushed toxic environments. They, instead of encouraging failures, you know, I'm a firm believer that the only way to grow and gain success is to fail forward, right? You have to be able to fail and learn from the failure in order to find that success and win. It can even go back to having the mindset of you either win or you learn, right? It's so hard whenever you have leadership around you, whether that's in your career, whether that's on your team, your coach, your friends, your parents, whoever it is. It's so hard to have leaders around you who make you afraid to fail. Being afraid to fail is probably one of the worst positions that you can put yourself in, or that a leader can put yourself in. Because the fear of failing can hold you back from so much success. And I promise you, the failure is not as scary whenever it actually happens, right? The failure is going to happen in a blink of an eye, and then it's going to be over, and then you're just going to have to figure out what's next. Like, what's your next step? But I think having a leader who just instills that fear and tries to evoke that fear in their either employees or their team to try to get them to do something, I just don't think that that's honestly how you're going to get the best result out of them. Because the work that people do whenever they're afraid, yes, again, it's going to get done, right? It's going to get done regardless. But I think that you would lose the creativity of it. You would lose the uniqueness of it. You would lose the just like individuality, you know? It would just look like every other thing that's been done. Or there would be something that's missed because they can't keep up because they're just so freaked out. They're so scared of messing up, of making a mistake, that they aren't even focused on what they're doing. They're focused on messing up, right? And that's where the intent that the leadership has into what they are doing is going to be the intent of their employees. That is going to be the intent of their team, right? If the intent is to make your team fear you, to get your employees or your team to do something, your employees and your team are going to move scared, right? So it's like, don't be yelling at them whenever you instill that fear in them, right? So I just think that that can be something that can be really hard. It's, again, it's almost like that finger pointing down at you. I feel like that's how some people think that leadership has to be in order to create boundaries. But I promise you, like, people would respect your boundaries if you just vocalize it and can communicate it in an effective way, right? If you sit down with your team and lay out your standard from start to finish, if you sit down with your team and lay out your envision for the culture that you have, for the vision that you have, for the routine, for the timelines, for the deadlines, for the consequences, whatever, like, just lay it all out for them. And then it's like, at that point, a conversation would have to be had, and then a consequence would then be given, right? So it's like, it's going to get resolved regardless. I just think that we can alleviate a lot of stress and anxiety as leaders to our team by just having better intent and intention with how we are going about giving our standard, right? Again, it is so important to have a standard. It is so important to be selective and to set a standard and stand by it, right? To stand on your business. But I do think that there is a way to stand on your business that can be respectful and still be able to, like, consider your team and thought too. Because with that too, I've seen it with the not so great leaders that I've experienced in my life. There is going to be people who are going to one day wake up and realize that they do not like your leader, they do not respect it, whatever it may be. And then there's going to be people who back them up and start to act like them, right? Then it's like their actions are going to start to be more nasty, that they're going to start to talk to you, they're going to start talking at you, not they're going to start talking at you and not with you, right? It's going to be those micro movements and changes that are going to happen where it just eventually is going to bleed out and make the entire environment so toxic. But it just like does not have to be that way. Like it can all be prevented. Again, if we just all focus on the intent that we have behind what we are doing. Because what we put into it is what we're going to get out of it, right? So if we put in the intent to ignite fear and all of that negative stuff, that's what your team is going to embody, right? Versus if you put out empowerment and discipline and, you know, confidence, one day your team is going to then start to become those things too, right? And I just think that if we can start to look at it that way, it can really just help us be more self-aware with how we're leading, with what we're talking about. Because truthfully, like we all can be leaders. We all have the leadership abilities. It's just about believing that you do, right? Believing that you all have the capabilities within you. Now you just have to take a step forward and truly believe that what you say can and will make a difference. This was just a little touch on the topic, to say the least, because there's a lot more that I am excited to get into about leadership. But I just hope that at least this was a good beginning conversation and you all can just start to slowly recognize the power that you all have within yourselves, okay? We are all capable of impacting so many people's lives around us. I promise you guys, you all have more influence and impact than you all probably even realize, right? And there are so many different ways to lead, whether you are someone who feels more confident speaking or whether you are someone who likes to keep their head down and do the small things, right? You know, or if you like to be a blend. Again, there is no right or wrong answer, right? There is no right or wrong way to do it. There is no black or white code for how leadership looks or how leadership sounds. It's all blended. It's all great because, again, you have to understand your team. So it's like whatever your team looks like, that is what you're going to have to adapt to. And we are all going to have to adapt to different things, to different environments, to different atmospheres. Be adaptable. Be open. The best leaders are the most adaptable and open-minded people. I promise you that. Do not put yourself in a box. Do not put yourself in a tunnel vision route. Keep it open, right? Keep your peripherals open. And just be open, right? Be open. If your team has a suggestion, take it. If you get some criticism, if you get some good feedback, if you get whatever it may be from your team, actually listen to them, right? They would not be coming up to you just to come up to you, right? Because, I mean, after all, you are the leader, right? So if they are genuinely coming up to you for either advice, for help, for guidance, to own up to something, right? Actually be able to recognize that they are valuing you as a leader enough and respect you enough to come up to you, right? That's where I think really placing emphasis on the people that you want to lead, right? Embodying those people and making sure that you are someone who is embodying what you are preaching to. Before I sign out, this is just your last reminder that you are a leader and that you are so capable of it. And I cannot wait to see you turn into one, because seriously, we all have it in us. I promise you that. Thank you all so much for tuning in this week. Again, this was just a little big touch up of it. We can definitely go into it a little bit more, but I hope you all enjoyed and to follow along. Make sure to like and subscribe on Spotify and YouTube and on my social media handles as well. Thank you all again for tuning in this Sunday, and I hope you all have a kick-ass week. Go be the leaders that I know that you all can be. Again, whatever way that it looks like for you, just do it. Just jump and go for it. Put yourself out there. I promise you, you have more influence and impact on others than you think and even believe, okay? Keep believing in yourself. Keep believing in your potential, and just know that I love you guys so much. Thank you all so much for tuning in, and I cannot wait to see you guys next week on Simply You. Be here, be real, be you with Carly Bashman. Thanks, guys.